Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment benefit and mine. And our guest today is here. It's not actually for entertainment, but, well...
I don't know. I might be entertaining.
Yeah, it's entertaining. We're here to talk about vaping.
which, for those of you who don't know, is the... smoking, I'm doing air quotes, of electronic cigarettes.
Right on. Our guest, Mr. Ted Clark. Ted, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Malvin.
You were the first one to let me know about this. I'm still smoking cigarettes. I've been smoking since I was 14. I quit a couple of times. I started back, and I tried the little Walgreens electronic cigarette, and it gave me a headache. This setup that you've got here is altogether different. This is real.
I started pretty much like you did. I smoked for 35 years and quit actually in August of, what would that have been, 2.5 years ago, so I guess 2010.
Yeah.
And the first time, I'm telling you, Malvin, the first time I picked up like a really good one, like not one you get at Walgreens, but this is actually called an ego battery. You can tell it's a lot larger. You don't have to recharge it every 30 minutes to an hour like you do those little stick batteries. first time I took a puff on this, and it was August the 26th, I took one puff, and I said, well, that's it. No more cigarettes.
Is that right?
That was it. I mean, it was just like an amazing feeling of being liberated. Because I had tried to quit. I'd done the patches, the gum, all that mess, and... you know, it doesn't work
doesn't
so
really
well.
Work too good.
Those things have about a 5%, I think is the last I saw, 5% success rate. This was it for me.
Right on. Well, and the reason that Ted is here to talk about this is because of the vaping coming up, the vaping event. And you guys meet
usually every third Saturday of the month.
Of the month.
We meet at the Fox and the Hound on Sanderlin. Yeah. This month it's going to be on the 16th, so it'll be this coming Saturday. We start at 2 and go to 7 or beyond, usually beyond because there are usually people hanging out. Can I say drinking beers?
Probably
On the radio.
Well, it's obvious.
Anyway. Yeah, long past 7 o'clock. But when we started this, actually in 2010, it was myself, my son, and one guy from Jackson, Tennessee.
Is that right?
So it was three of us. And now we regularly have 50 at every meet, and that's going to only go up. And probably in a year from now, we'll be sitting here counting in the 100, you know.
The Memphis plus. Vapor Group. Is this part of a national organization, or is this just your baby?
No, this is just our baby. Of course, there are all kinds of national vaping groups. And organizations, there are large
national.
They're
all independent, though.
Yeah, all independent, yes. Yeah. There are large regional / national size meets. Like there's one coming up next month in Chicago called Vape Bash. They'll probably have 500 to 600 people, if not more. There are a couple of other events like that that happen throughout the year. They're kind of spaced every 2 to 3 months. That draw hundreds.
Is this something like a support group, though? I mean, is that sort of the essence of it from the beginning?
Not really. No, it's mainly our reason to exist. We want to get smokers. We want to bring them into our group. We want to free them from the nasties. We call them the nasties.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm on the radio today. I mean, I want to appeal to anyone out there who's smoking, who's still smoking. Maybe if you've tried an e-cig, you hadn't tried an e-cig, doesn't matter. If you're smoking, that's cool. Come on down to the Fox and Hound on Sanderlin at 2 o'clock. We're in the big room over to the left as you walk in.
Yeah.
We have the entire room.
I guarantee you, I would be willing to bet that there is a lot of grand paraphernalia involved. I mean, some different,
Well, just, as you know, you can get the little stick batteries at Walgreens. They're fairly cheap, and they perform like they're fairly cheap.
Yeah.
And then you can get, this is called an ego battery. It's a little bit larger than that, has more circumference. It's bigger, wider, and longer. You can get these online for about $20. And then there's this monster. I knew you would be impressed with this.
Yeah.
What I'm showing him is an Altoids tin. No, it's not Altoids. It's actually Penguin, which is some caffeinated peppermint you get somewhere. I've never seen it. But this was made by a guy in Jackson, Tennessee, who sells these online.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm showing Malvin here. The inside's got two really large batteries. And then it's got a little display. When I press the button, it shows us the voltage that it's going at, and I can turn it either up or down depending on, you know, how much of a hit I want. You know, this thing will go for like 4 days between charges. So,
wow.
You know, goodbye little stick battery that you have to charge every 2 hours.
Wow. Well,
and they go way beyond that. I mean, there are mods, M-O-D-S, is what they're called, that you can buy for hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to really go over the deep end.
Well, you know, you can always get a hookah.
They have that.
Do
an
they?
E-hookah, yes.
E-hookah.
Yeah, you can buy one of those, yeah.
Wow. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Yards. We're talking to Ted Clark. We're talking about vaping, and the Memphis Vapers group will meet Saturday. They meet usually the third Saturday. It's going to be the 16th. They are going to be at Fox and Hound on Sanderlin.
Now, don't nail us down to that third Saturday. It's usually the third Saturday.
Sometimes four.
Sometimes I do it on a Sunday just because we have a lot of members who never get to come to meets because they are working at the casinos and they don't get off on Saturdays. They're off on like Sundays and Mondays.
So sometimes
we'll have a Sunday meet, and every now and then we'll just have little informal get-togethers where three or four of us will just go hang out somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you guys use the social media to get along pretty good.
You can find us on Facebook. I'm going to give you a card, Malvin.
Okay,
there's
cool.
One of our cards that we had made up. Let me look at this puppy real quick.
Memphis Vapers Group helping smokers kick the habit since 2012, April 2012.
And then we have on their monthly meetups, usually third Saturday, but it came out third Saturday of every month. Come join the fun. And on the back of the card, there's our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/Memphis Vapers Group. And vapor is V-A-P-E-R-S, as in those who vape.
Yeah, baby, I love that term, too. Did that term come about before?
That term's been around for a while. I have no idea of the origin of the term, but it's good. We don't like to be called smokers.
Yeah, I know that's right.
As a matter of fact, my wife will she'll still call me a smoker, and I'm like, well, if you want to see me smoke, I'll go get some cigarettes. Oh, no, that's okay. Don't go get any cigarettes. She'll walk by me because I get to do this in the house.
Yeah,
which was a great benefit. I never could, you know, of course, I didn't want to in the house when I smoked.
Yeah, because
she'll walk by me and she'll say, oh, man, you smell like a candle.
Speaking of which, now the filler in these, like you said, this whole thing is about getting people off of smoking, off of cigarettes. You got on the back of the card, it says learn about tobacco harm reduction.
Tobacco harm reduction is it's more than just e-cigs. Fitting into that category would be, if you've ever heard of the snus, it's kind of like a spitless, not chewing, like a
snuff.
I've never tried it. That wasn't something that appealed to me. But that is a Swedish tobacco. It's real big in Sweden. As a matter of fact, I think that's the only country in the EU that allows snus because they're not going to do away with it. I mean, they have one of the lowest cancer rates in the whole EU, and they swear by the snus.
Okay.
So, but anyway, that would be in tobacco harm reduction. This is big time tobacco harm reduction because, you know, a regular cigarette may have, I think I've seen 4,000 chemicals, and this basically has two to three things. It has propylene glycol, which is a food additive, vegetable glycerin, another food additive, and then whatever flavor, you know, you're person who makes it, or you can make it yourself, chooses to put in plus nicotine. Now, nicotine gets a real bad rap. You know, people say, oh, nicotine, that'll kill you.
Well, that's the addictive.
That's just, it's in the cigarette. The cigarette, the burning is what kills you, the burning tobacco. It's
that's supposed to be the addictive element in the cigarette, right? The nicotine.
And that's the good thing about the e-cigs. Usually, I know for me, when I first gave up the cigarettes, I had a really high level of nicotine in my e-liquid, what we call this stuff. I was doing like 36 milligrams. And then eventually I kind of found out that that was a little bit too much for me. It'd give me a headache or whatnot.
Yeah.
So I stepped it down to 24 milligrams. And then in the last few months, I've stepped down to 18. So you can actually step down all the way to zero if you want.
And still just enjoy pulling on it, the thing. And
absolutely. Yeah, it gives you, as you can see, tons of vapor. I was a menthol smoker, so I put menthol drops in mine, or you can, you know, get it added when they make it or whatever.
Where did you get the vapor, the serum?
The juice, the e-liquid.
Yeah, the e-liquid.
I'm telling you, there must be in the tens of thousands of vendors online. It's completely out of hand. There are tons of them, and each vendor has, you know, their own little concoctions that they make. What I'm vaping today in my Altoids tin here is a cinnamon apple. It's a green apple, tart green apple with cinnamon and menthol. Delicious. And then I've got a peach tobacco.
Is it the sort of thing that should be regulated, or can it be abused?
It's something that's going to be. The FDA is going to be coming out, supposedly, I think I heard, around April the 1st. With some type of regulation. We don't know what it's going to be. It probably they're going to tax us a lot more than it is now. Right now, it's a whole lot cheaper than smoking, because you just pay, you know, just your general sales tax. But to go back to your question about where I got these, I want to give a plug to a couple of people who do vendor duty at our vape meets, and they'll be there this Saturday. One of them, where they're both out of Jackson, Tennessee, one is called RAWR Vapor. That's spelled RAWR Vapor with an O-R, .com. They have delicious juice. This is one of theirs. And then the other vendor that we have is also out of Jackson. He makes a couple of different juices. He mainly deals in the hardware, like I got this from him. Yeah. And that would be Smart Vapes. One word, smart as vapes. In he's brilliant.
Yeah.
SmartVapes.com. So we're really lucky that we have, you know, the two vendors who show up, and they do lots of business on Vape Meet Days.
Well, I bet they do. And you can, that's where somebody can find one.
Yeah, you can. As a matter of fact, if you're a smoker and you're within the sound of my voice right now, and you come out on Saturday to the Fox and Hound on Sanderlin, you're going to get some kind of e-cig placed in your hand before you leave. Trust me. We right take on. Care of our people.
Well, that is, you know, it's a good idea, and it's a great way to ease away from cigarettes. And you can smoke them anywhere.
Yeah.
You still have to go out in the rain.
I take them to the movie. Everywhere I go, look, I'm telling you, I promise you, when I go to bed at night, my head's on the pillow and this thing's like right here. I probably do it in my sleep. I don't know.
But it's helped you. I mean, do you think you use that as much as you would used to smoke?
Oh, a ton more. I mean, there's a I don't want to say learning curve here. There's an experience curve, I guess, that when you start these and you kind of wonder, well, how should I do this now? Should I, like, you know, just pick it up once every 45 minutes like I used to and puff on it for 5 minutes and then put it away? But you don't do that because I don't have to light it. I don't ever have to throw it away. I just push the button and I'm going. Oh, by the way, here it is. They can probably hear that. So it's attached to my hand.
Right.
Seriously.
Well, it smells good. I know that. It's like, Once again, it's the Memphis Vapers Group, helping smokers kick the habit since April 2012. And they will be vaping.
And drinking.
And drinking beer and eating at the Fox and Hound on Sanderlin, 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock. 2 o'clock until 7.
Seven-ish.
Seven-ish. On the 16th, which is Saturday, which is tomorrow. And if you get a chance to go by there, I think if you're a smoker and you get a chance to go by there, get around these guys. And
trust me, we will take care of you.
Right.
Well, and or brainwash you.
Right on. The information is cool, and it's earth. It's life saving, and
it is.
The aromas are great.
Yeah, they are.
Tim,
the flavor's wonderful, and did I mention it was cheaper?
Yeah,
at least for now.
Well, right on, Ted Clark. Thanks so much for coming by being our guest. Ted, appreciate it. I think I'll see you Saturday too.
Okay. Hey, I hope to see you.
All right.
Please come look me up.
And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.